Good evening, one and all. Our devotion tonight is from Psalm 30, taken from Psalm 30. Shall read all the verses in Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, and I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Let us, before we go into this devotion, let us pray together. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, as we come to your word tonight, Lord, help us and guide us and give us understanding of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Psalm 30, this is a psalm and a song of dedication of the house of David. A psalm, a song of dedication. And it is written by David. The house mentioned here, pointing to God's temple, was not built at that time. This is a song of faith, because David never lived to see this house built. It would actually appear that this psalm was intended to be sung at the building of the house of cedar that was mentioned and recorded on the second book of Samuel, chapter 7. That was when David no longer had to hide himself in the cave of Adullam, came a great king. But this song really refers to the temple. So it came a time during David's reign that he was moved by his pride to take a census. David wanted to know the number of people in his country, in his nation. More specifically, it was the men who can go to war, his army. And the Bible says, and David's heart smote him after he had numbered the people. And David knew that he had sinned against God. And he said to God, I have done very foolishly. And indeed God sent the prophet Gad to David to offer him three choices of punishment. And David knew that God, being a merciful God, he said, let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. So he sent a pestilence upon the land, upon Israel. This pestilence actually killed 70,000 men. And now Prophet Gad came again to David and told him to go to the threshing floor of Ornan, of the Jebusites, and build an altar unto the Lord. So David did that. David went to the land of Ornan, and he purchased that land from him. He built an altar and offered burnt offering to the Lord there. And this land later on became the site of God's temple, which was later built by King Solomon. So this psalm is a psalm of praise for great sin that has been forgiven. So the 12 verses in this chapter, first part is David's praise to God. Second part is David's confession to God. And third and the last part is David's supplication to God. So firstly, David praised God. He said, "I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. I will praise thee, and I will worship thee. I will praise thy name and thy character, thine attributes, and thy mercy to me." David had a reason to give thanks. He had a reason to praise God with his heart. He had been drawn up like a prisoner from the dungeon. He's been drawn up like Joseph from the pit, from out of the pit. And later on in that verse, same verse, "And hast not made my foes to rejoice over me." This was the part that and the judgment that David most out of the three choices. And he said in 2 Samuel chapter 24 verses 14, "And let me not fall into the hand of men." David was wise. He chose to be fallen into the hands of God and to receive punishment that comes most directly from God. You know, when we sin greatly, remember to turn back to God, and because it is better to fall into the hands of God than into the hands of man and the wicked man out there. In verse 3, "O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul." Sorry, verse 2. "O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me." So God is, as we know, God is the best physician for both physical and mental sickness. So if your car breaks down, you bring your car to the mechanic, right? And if we are down with spiritual illness and disease, only Jesus, our Lord, can heal us. And here David sang, "O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee." He could hardly pray, but cried. He poured out his soul as a little child pours out its desires. And David cried to God. He knew to whom to cry. He did not cry to his friends. He cried to God. And he knew it. God will heal him. And he was sure of it. Verse 3, "O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit." David did not sing, "I hope so." David sang, "Thou hast, thou hast." If you look at from the beginning of verse 1 up to verse 3, David saying, "Thou hast lifted me up. Thou hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Thou hast healed me. Thou hast kept me alive." David had undoubting love, undoubting faith in the Lord. He was very sure. He was very sure God has done this for him. In verse 5, "For his anger endureth but for a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." God's anger, though it may be temporary in this case, but it can be severe. It wasn't mentioned in the Bible for how many days the pestilence was in the land, but 70,000 killed. That God had to put a stop to the plague so that most people in Jerusalem at that time were spared. And David's life was spared also, and by the grace of God. God is slow to anger, and he's swift to end it. If God's temporary and fatherly anger to be so severe that it needed to be short, can you imagine the terror of eternal wrath that he will exercise towards his enemy? Indeed, David praised God for his mercy for deliverance. So there we have the first part of the psalm where David praises God. Second, David's confession to God. That's verses 6 and 7. So verse 6, in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. David placed his security and in his prosperity, in his army, in his nation. David placed his trust in a world that God has founded upon the seas, a world that God established upon the floods. The foundation of this world really actually just rests on the stability of the seas and the floods. So building on sand is treacherous enough, but what can be said of one who builds on the yet more unstable sea? This is false security. Just because we happen to be prosperous today, we may and we must not expect our tomorrow to have the same aspect. So in Psalm 16, verse 1, it reads, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. What is the world offering us today? Wealth? Power? Fame? What is it making us feel? Does it make us feel self-reliant? Self-secure? Self-sufficient. Depend on God for your security, and you won't be shaken when the world possession disappears. Verse 7, thou didst hide thy face and was troubled. No, when our sins are brought up before us, when God brings our sins before us, are we sorry because God hides his face? Or are we more concerned with the shame and consequences should others discover our sins? David was troubled. He says here, I was troubled. He was troubled when his communion with God was broken and God hid his face. And David's joy really was dependent upon the presence of his Lord. And no mountain, however firm or strong, can yield us when our communion with God is broken. How true. May God help us so that we can have the heart of David. May our hearts be troubled by our sins, that for one reason only, and that is because sin offends God. And David knew it. David had the true confession, as he knows his sin. Finally, the last portion and the last part of this psalm is David's supplication to God. David repeats his supplication that he offered, and he concludes with commemorating his deliverance and vowing praise. So this is verses 8 to 12. Verse 8 says, what prophet is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? When was the last time you and I prayed to God like David did here? You know, this is in this verse we can learn the form and method of David's prayer. It was an argument with God, an urging of reason, a pleading for his cause. He wrestled with God and pleaded fervently, and therefore he prevailed. Because we see in verses 11 and 12, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, thanks unto thee forever. Can you see the contrast in David's emotions here? God has turned his mourning into dancing. And God has taken away the mourning of his people. And we see also God has removed his sackcloth and clothed him with gladness. And shall we continue in mourning when our sins receive forgiveness? Shall we remain in silence when God gives us mercy? This psalm is a good reminder for all of us to remember to praise the Lord with gladness and to give thanks to God for all the sins that has been forgiven us. So here ends tonight's devotion.